wanted to be put on tonight's agenda. And then it would go to finance on Thursday. In discussion with Chairman O'Day and with Supervisor Rose, but there's so much going on with this, it was thought that we would do a combined meeting later this month and have let Cardamom take a look at it, let finance take a look at it, so we would have a better idea what we're doing with this, because it was mentioning it would be coming from finance where we'd be spending money. Well, we don't know where we're sitting right now. So we thought that was the best option to give it time. And the sheriff right now is not even in town, so we'd be talking about what is going on with the sheriff, and we would be asking him questions, but he's not even here to answer them. So, is there any questions why we did this? Or? So it'll be September 30th. It'll probably be June 30th. It'll be out there, actually, instead of in here, at 6:30.
Will we also find out before this time if there is legislation in place that says cities have to have cameras or municipalities versus counties? I think there's some... No.
Those are very good cameras, that's it.
Yeah.
The legislature's not even in session until next January.
No, but my understanding is that City of Kenosha has to have them in place by 2022, is my understanding. So we need some validation on that. I heard from city administration.
Do they have to have them by 2021?
Supposedly.
I've never heard. Not that you're wrong.
Yeah,
I just never heard
this
of it.
Is a
but this is why we need to find out if there is such legislation and who it applies to.
That way, we get to get all the answers for this. It is a quality piece of work. It's just we want to make sure we get everything answered so we're not making mistakes on this later on. So.
Can I just clarify who that was speaking next to you, Boyd, to your left?
Supervisor Belsky.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, approval of minutes from March 4th, 2020?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, any discussion? All in favor, state by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay.
Okay, Boyd, you'll have to tell me who motioned and who seconded.
Laura made the motion and seconded by Supervisor Wamble. I didn't do that with my
thank you.
All right, this is Tom Kettner. For anyone that knows, we have something called Joint Services, and he'll do a 10-minute presentation on it.
Good evening. Appreciate the opportunity to tell you a little bit about Joint Services. So I'm the director of Joint Services. Joint Services is a quasi-governmental agency that was put together in 1982 by the city and county to address some of the many civilian services that take place. So it was an effort to eliminate some of the duplication of services. So they came together and created five different departments, key departments. So within Joint Services, we have a communications department, which is 911, communication for police department, service department, fire departments. We have an evidence department and evidence identification. We have a records department, and then a fleet maintenance. And I'll go through and talk a little bit about each one of these departments. If anybody has any questions, please stop me and ask me, and I'll be happy to explain any of it. I did provide you with a little bit of backup. Talks a little bit about the development of Joint Services, our organizational structure, and then a couple of pictures that represent some of the functions that we do. So to start with, communications. We are the PSAP, which is the public safety answering point for the entire county. All 911 calls come into Joint Services 911. And then then filter out to the appropriate agencies. So if someone calls 911 and wants the Sheriff's Department, Joint Services would dispatch a Sheriff's Department squad. If they wanted the Fire Department from a specific location, we have geolocating, and they would dispatch the Fire Department for Bristol or whatever. We dispatch for all of the fire agencies within the county, and 911 for all the agencies within the county as well. Sometimes we transfer 911 calls to appropriate agencies, like Pleasant Prairie has their own dispatch. So if somebody were to contact 911 and ask for a Pleasant Prairie 911 police officer, we would transfer that call to Pleasant Prairie, and Pleasant Prairie would then take the responsibility and the rest of the actions. So we have 32 dispatchers within communications and management staff. All the dispatchers and management staff are emergency medical dispatchers. They have a certification. If a person calls up and they are by a person that's experiencing shortness of breath, chest pains, the dispatchers will go through and identify those different symptoms, and through a computer program, provide emergency medical dispatch to that person to assist. We have delivered babies on the roadways. We have provided CPR directions to people, and have actually had many situations where somebody calls up and says, I know nothing about CPR, but I think the person next to me is having a heart attack. The dispatcher goes through and gives them CPR instructions, and we've maintained that person's life until the rescue squad got there and then took them to the hospital, and we kept them alive. So that's one of the important aspects of the communications. All of the 911 calls are taped and are available, mostly are available through an open records request. So we deal with a lot of open records requests when somebody calls up and says, you know, I want a squad sent here, and it involves a criminal case. We may make a copy of that and provide an open records request for that. Our records department consists of 21 people. We have 18 dispatchers, supervisors, and a manager. So we deal with all the records that come about from the police department and sheriff's department. Years ago, all of this was just paper. Hundreds and thousands of pieces of paper that we would file in file cabinets. Now we've entered the digital age. About 99% of the reports that are created by the police department and sheriff's department are all digital. So we don't have to maintain that paper. We are maintaining digital records of all of that. And again, the open records stuff comes through all of that if somebody wants a copy of a report. Communications and dispatch are 24/7. They are manned 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. We also have an evidence identification division. This serves many different functions. Some of it is fingerprinting people who have job applications, taking fingerprints or DNA of juveniles that may have been arrested, identifying fingerprints of somebody who is unknown. That's a lot of the identification aspect of it. But then the evidence that is taken by the law enforcement officers and to some extent fire departments is maintained within the evidence division. We have over 100,000 pieces of evidence. We are in the process of undergoing about a $1.3 million evidence renovation. So all of those pieces of evidence were taken out, stored, and we are bringing in state-of-the-art equipment. Much like they're called high-density shelving, and if you see those shelving within your doctor's office that had the wheel on it, that expands and contracts, that's a lot of what we're doing. We anticipate that we will be able to increase our storage capacity by 50%. So we're really saving a lot of money by bringing in these shelving, so we don't have to expand our footprint. We were at a point where we were just busting at the seams. Now with this high-density shelving, we won't have to expand our footprint, and we'll be able to bring in a lot more evidence. So we not only store evidence, we dispose of it, we take it to the state crime lab if there is DNA work to be done on it or various other things that may need to be done. And then we go about disposing of it, returning it to the owner if we can find out who there is, returning it to a victim or to somebody who may have had this piece of evidence taken from them. So that's a pretty significant portion of what we do as well. And then finally, we have our fleet maintenance department. Our fleet maintenance department is responsible for outfitting and maintaining the police and sheriff's department squads. There are, I believe, over 200 vehicles between both agencies. And all the decals that you see on the squads, all the lighting, the radios inside the squads, the onboard computers inside the squads, the onboard video cameras that are inside the squad, all of that is installed by our fleet maintenance people. They literally strip the car down. They are taking fenders and bumpers off. They are wiring this. They're putting over a mile of wire in all of this to make sure that everything is functional. We do a lot of research on the different lightings to make sure that the lighting is safe for the officers on the road, so it illuminates the scenes, so we don't have something unfortunate happen there. We also go about maintaining the squads. A lot of this is the light maintenance, the changing the oil, making sure that the vehicles are aligned, the tires are aligned, and a lot of the other light maintenance on the different vehicles. We built the motorcycles, we built the tactical, we upfit them. We put all the equipment on the motorcycles, the tactical vehicles, the squad cars, the transport vehicles, the ones that are taking prisoners to and from the prisoners, that's all being done within fleet maintenance. Our budget is, we are funded by the county and the city. So every year, just like the other government agencies, we'll go about and develop our budget. I'm in the process of developing our budget right now. We have a $10 million budget. Of that, 70% is for personnel. And then we're also funding equipment, services. One of the biggest things we do is we supply the public safety software for the jail, for the law enforcement officers, for the squads. That's a pretty significant package that is under our umbrella. Was originally a $3 million budgeted item that continues to run and assists in communications records. Like I said, officers, it's a very comprehensive program and has been working very well. That's sort of really a quick overview. I can go on and clarify anything or expand on something. If you have questions, I'd be more than happy to address those questions.
I do. This is Mark Nordigan. The economy is such that people are really going to be hurt. And I'm sure, need to come down as we've got to really watch our pennies now. So my question to you, in your professional opinion, how long can a vehicle that you guys do the maintenance on, because you're seeing the maintenance, you know what has to be done. You've got to have enough data to know the useful life of a vehicle. The length of time.
Yep. And so many of them, it depends upon the vehicle and the department. The police department, they are running their squads. They have fewer squads. And they are running them 24 hours a day. They pretty much have like a three-year life cycle on them. And then we may have 160,000 miles on them. And we kind of push them on out. The sheriff's department is looking to assign a squad to each person. And I think that's going to extend some of the useful life of those vehicles. They're only a couple years into that. And I think we need to look at some of the historical data on that to really make that determination. again, I think they're only a couple years, and so we don't have that historical data on that. Some of the other vehicles that they have, you know, they're putting hundreds of thousands of miles on them, and I think they're getting their useful life out of them. I believe Captain Hallison could talk far more about some of that than.
Okay, thank you.
Anyone else, or?
Oh.
Okay, thank you, Tom.
Thank you.
Thank you. Do you need me any longer, or I'll stick around if you need me?
Unless you want to tell us how, what Midori was like on the board.
You know, Mark Midori does a great job as one of our board members, and I meant to comment on that. I'm very pleased to have him on our board. And I hope he receives your approval.
All right. Thank you. You have a good evening.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you as well.
All right. Next on the agenda, the Ruth resolution to approve the appointment of Mark Midori to serve on the Joint Services Board.
Motion to approve.
Hold on. We'll bring up Mark.
I don't think he's in here now.
He was here earlier. I don't see him anymore.
He's still there. I just unmuted. Mark,
can you hear me?
Very good.
I'm supposed to be here.
We hear you.
You're not going to be able to see me, probably. I'm on a cell phone, not my laptop's set, all right. Gone.
All right. Well, Mark, for those that don't know you, tell them a little bit about yourself.
Well, first of all, I'd like to congratulate the new members for getting elected, and thank you to everybody who serves on the committee. I've been there and done that. 1990, I was elected as a city alderman, and then later on, I wised up and switched over to the county board, because county government is where it's at. After I got off the county board, I believe it was the mayor that asked me to fill in on a joint services, the citizen member that's in there as, under the joint services agreement between city and county. Then I was reappointed by the county executive, again by the new mayor, and now I believe this is a county executive appointment again. And the city council has already approved my appointment. But it's a committee I really enjoy serving on. I think my past government experience really helps when we're dealing with budgetary issues, especially insurance every year. And I have to say, under Mr. Genthner's leadership, we've made a huge strides in the last 10 years under the brand new computer system, the text to 911. Everything's just been moving forward at a good pace. If we had more money, we'd do a little bit more, but you know, the budget is the budget. Having to work with the city and county is a little bit challenging sometimes, but we work it out and we get it done.
Okay. Is there any questions for Mr. Midori? Okay. Is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Sorry.
That was Laura Bellamy.
Who seconded?
Mark
seconded. Any further discussion? All in favor, state by saying aye.
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 Opposed? All right, Mark. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's hammer.
Have a good evening.
It's hammer time.
Bye.
Next on our agenda was Country Senator, but they took care of that themselves yesterday.
Mr. Chairman, I see we have local agent, local commissioner, county agent, Ted Weicker, online.
She was going to be on tonight with this meeting, but maybe not. So I'm here just in case, but no, I got nothing else to add. I'm just here to listen to the commentary and answer any questions.
there any questions for him?
I'm sorry I got to this point. I was out of town in Randall, and we, well, I was the first vote for Country Thunder when it came to Randall, and it's, with the exception of the year, the microburst, which looked like a launcher factory blew up. You know, it's gone off. It's had its hitch. It's gone off well. It's had some issues early on. Probably some of the sheriffs in the area have, deputies have been part of that too. And sorry that it couldn't go on. The decision you made was probably the proper one. And glad to see that you guys are in front of it. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, if I may.
Yeah.
The Sheriff's Department appreciates that Corporate Country Thunder has hired Ken White, their retired sheriff's captain, as their local agent because it makes things a lot more smooth running here in town. So we appreciate that. We expect it to be no problem next year. And I'm sure Mr. White will keep everybody on track. So we're doing this January, February for the condition of the permit like we always do. So we expect this to be a blend that we'll get next year. Absolutely.
Like I said, I had a chance to speak to Ms. Levin, and I found her to be exactly the kind of partner that we would want in the community and taking the health of vendors and the participants and staff, absolute, you know, number one job for her. So I think we're really lucky to have that organization that's still interested in partnering with us.
Thank you. We'll move on then to the Sea Dog grant.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Captain Robert Hallisby appearing for the Sheriff's Department. Everyone, Sergeant John Wilkie is the current newly appointed K-Dog commander for the Sheriff's Department. It's his first experience with the county boards of the general school. The Sheriff's Department is requesting that the that we accept the 2020 Wisconsin Office of Justice Assistance Multi-Jurisdictional Drug Task Force grant for the CDOG Consortium. CDOG stands for the Southeast Area Drug Operations Group, and it's a multi-county $211,000 drug task force money supportive from the state to these to Kenosha, Racine, Walworth, Dodge, Jefferson County. Kenosha County's portion of this $211,000 is $53,140. The resolution includes or specifies that the $53,000 in change is for investigative costs such as informant information, drug buys, purchase of equipment, telecommunications expenditures, and overtime expenses. This is a multi-year grant that the Sheriff's Department has been part of, and we request your approval.
Motion to approve. Second.
Okay, I'm going to ask some questions first. But
I have not made the question.
All right, any questions then? And it was motion made by Lambeau, seconded by Mark Nordigan. So discussion?
I did, but I think the answer to that.
Okay.
I have a question. Is this what you typically put in a grant for, or is that, how is that portion determined, do you know?
We get grants from the feds and from the state, and this is just a portion of this particular grant. You'll see us again throughout all your other grants.
Oh, okay.
For other things. This one has a broader scope of what we can use the money for as opposed to other grants that are marijuana-specific or heroin-specific or
okay.
Other things. But this one is one of our larger grants overall.
Okay, thank you.
Sure, I do have a question. Does this have to go to finance then because it's a budget adjustment? Okay, thank you.
Anything else? All in favor, say by saying aye.
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 Opposed? All right. I'll pass it around. All right. Any other business allowed by law come before the committee? Motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Okay. Motion to adjourn by Belsky, seconded by Lambeau. Please sign that. Michelle, would you want me to get this to... Supervisor Rose?
Their secretary, April, had asked that I put it in the KSD folder in HR, but if somebody's willing to get it to the finance, that would be fine also.
I'll call.
You know what, Captain? I'll come see you tomorrow because I have to be down there anyway.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
What time are you going?
Downtown?
Yeah.
In the afternoon.
Okay, that's fine. It'll probably be
around
9 or 10, I'll be dropping it off.
Okay, I'll see you at around 9 or 10 then.
I'll find out.